And then you have Satipatthana book published by Windhorse, Analia, the author. This is a book about the four foundations of mindfulness. He writes about mindfulness. He says, "This detached but receptive stance of Satipatthana constitutes a middle path, since it avoids the two extremes of suppression and reaction. The receptivity of sati and the absence of both suppression and reaction allows personal shortcomings and unjustified reactions to unfold before the watchful stance of the meditator without being suppressed by the effective investment inherent in one's self-image. Maintaining the presence of sati in this way is closely related to the ability to tolerate a high degree of cognitive dissonance, since the witnessing of one's own shortcomings ordinarily leads to unconscious attempts at reducing the resulting feeling of discomfort by avoiding or even altering the perceived information." Kind of interesting. I know some people in the order come to a point where they experience a sort of dryness in their practice, where the sense of meaning gets lost or inspiration gets lost, and they feel kind of emotionally dampened or deadened in what they're doing. And I suppose if we go back to our image of the river is in danger of being able to dry up altogether if we're not careful. I mean, if this is happening, I think one thing that may need to be done is to deeply question our way of practicing and our assumptions about what we should be doing and how we should be practicing. I think we probably should get the should out of there altogether, really. And really, just with a clean slate, ask, who am I now, or who are these multiple selves now? And what really moves me? Why do I want to practice? This reminded me a little bit of Sangharakshita's encouragement for us all to become truly individual. I think it's sort of ironic, isn't it? You've got all these talks about being a true individual, and then for some reason we all seem to, or not all of us, but there seems to be a lot of talk about how we have all these institutions and this idea of what it means to be an FWBO Buddhist, which seems entirely not what Sangharakshita intended at all. But I think in practicing then, you know, we do need to, he talked about integration in terms of being truly individual, and I think this is how I could see it connecting, and that, you know, we have to really be willing to practice in a way that is enlivening and not really worry about whether it's how other people are practicing or not. There's even conventions we can fall into in being an FWBO Buddhist, because that's what human beings do. So, you know, to follow one's heart, really. One of the shoulds that maybe we could explore a little bit, I just say specifically, is the idea that we should be in dhyana if we're meditating. Oh, this is quite a strong little thing that happens. and maybe some of the things Sangharakshita has said has encouraged this. He's also said other things. But one of the quotes that was in the system of meditation in the first couple of paragraphs, which Chittapala has since changed, I think he got quite a few comments about it, was this quote, which I'm going to name because I think it's actually in our minds somewhere. And Bhante said, "To engage in Buddhist meditation is our personal choice to create an uninterrupted flow of skillful mental states, whether we are sitting, walking, standing, or doing anything else, with a view to ourselves becoming increasingly enlightened." I think this, you know, some of us might have kind of taken this and thought, well, what happens if I'm not experiencing an uninterrupted flow of skillful mental states? Which might happen to you. So, am I just not making enough of a personal choice? Am I just lazy? Am I not a meditator? Is this not a meditation? All these things. And I think, in actually, particularly in meditation, there might be a bit of a tension here for people that unless they're in dhyana, they're not, well, they're no good, really. And then that creates this greater tension in ourselves as meditators. Bhante's also said many other things, but, you know, certain things stick. And I think that view really does need to be balanced, and I'll talk about that a little more coming up.